Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I don't want to interrupt, then I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Band.video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans, okay? You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of a bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. And I don't know how to totally beat them, but first, like Howard Beale says in Network, you've got to get mad. You've got to get angry. You've got to fight your humanity. And you've got to start kicking some New World Order ass in the info war. Lee Win Ling has totally woken up the world. Here's a special report on him. We'll go to break and come right back with your calls. Here it is.
In a matter of days, Dr. Lee Win Leong went from treating patients to becoming one. The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus, dying less than a week later in the same hospital in which he worked. But if action had been taken when he and others started sounding alarms, the severity of the outbreak might have been understood sooner. Struggling to communicate, Lee spoke with CNN briefly by phone on January 31st. You could hear the hospital machines pulsing in the background. It was back in late December when Lee first warned friends on WeChat about a SARS-like disease going around. Lee sent a group message saying that a test result from a patient quarantined at the hospital where he worked showed a patient had a coronavirus. But hours after hitting send, Wuhan City health officials tracked Lee down, questioning where he got the information. Within days, they closed the suspected source of the virus, this seafood market, and they announced the outbreak. But instead of being praised, Lee got a call from Wuhan City Police. With Lee coughing too much and breathing too poorly to speak by phone, we asked Lee by text, "How did you feel when this happened?" "I felt a little afraid, afraid I would be detained, afraid my family would worry," Lee responded. He agreed to sign this document, admitting to spreading rumors online and severely disrupting social order. It reads, "We want you to cooperate with the police and listen to our reminder and stop the illegal act. Can you do that?" Lee answered, "Yes, I can." In the weeks that followed, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission maintained that there was no obvious evidence for human-to-human transmission, no infection of healthcare workers, and that the outbreak was, in their words, preventable and controllable. And with that, the people of Wuhan continued about their normal lives. Then came a sudden jump in infections. China's central government took over, scrambling to contain a spreading virus with a rising death toll. Chinese state media first reported that Lee was one of several whistleblowers silenced by police. Calls for Lee and the others to be vindicated grew online. China's Supreme Court even weighed in, adding, quote, "It might have been a fortunate thing if the public had listened to this rumor at the time." But for many, including Lee and his parents, it was too late. They all contracted the coronavirus. Lee's condition declined rapidly. But before his death Friday, he witnessed the support of thousands online who considered him a hero. Late Thursday night, Chinese state media first reported Lee's death. The responses online reflected a profound grief and a deep anger. The two topics trending on Chinese social media were Wuhan government owes Dr. Lee Wenliang an apology and "We want freedom of speech." Both had tens of thousands of views before being censored.
Fade it down. CNN works to murder speech in America. They work to prop communist China up. Just remember who the real enemy is. Mark Zucker and the trash that thinks the American people are their slaves. Your calls are 60 seconds away.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What we know is clear. This is not business as usual. This is a seismic event. And I told callers, you can call in about a wide range of topics. Almost every caller, 20-something on the board, want to talk about the coronavirus and the admissions it's man-made and the attempts to suppress that. China tried to suppress what was going on, tried to see it come out of some food market. Now, major universities and others are saying it's manufactured. We've got a special guest who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty joining us. His sources say it's totally manufactured. And he's got exclusive breaking news next hour. I'll host the whole fourth hour, too, and take your calls. The War Room's coming up after that with Owen Schroyer. Band.video, Infowars.com/show, and those lovely AM, FM, radio, and TV stations around your area. If you're listening or watching one of those, please spread the word, because your word of mouth isn't paramount. It's the whole universe. It's everything. It's victory or defeat. You are the answer. Just understand that. Period. Okay. We got loaded phone lines here. I want to go to Victor in Europe first. He says the U.S. released a bioweapon on China. And let's be clear. This is a bioweapon. It is man-made. That's confirmed. It is race-specific. Why is there such a crazy response? Who would want this to happen? Who would be behind it? What do you think, Victor?
Hi. First of all, if you just look at it logically, it would be, why would the Chinese release a biowarfare weapon that would affect their own species? Doesn't make sense. But if you look at what's been going on in the world and how China's come up so dramatically, and they're the biggest competitor to the United States, and the only vulnerability other than space weapons would be to release biowarfare. So, but I want to go through a couple of things. One is, I've been sprayed externally and internally, and I can tell you some of the effects. I had a farm in Virginia, and one day I'm driving up the driveway in my dump truck, and all of a sudden I see this white crop duster plane coming right at me, and then a bit of sudden bank to the left, and I was shocked. And I could see every little detail. The upper wing was slightly forward of the lower wing, all white, black stripes on the wings going in the direction of the plane. Underneath, it had this long gray tube, and then it went over my log cabin and sprayed this gray cloud over my log cabin and then went back in the opposite direction. And I was in complete shock, and I called up the sheriff's department. They came out. Deputy was interested in finding out what was going on. He went to the next county to see if what might have happened. But then I called them back up later, and they said, well, you know, then they started giving me a bunch of BS, and they said, well, it must have been a plane from the forest fires in the western part of Virginia, which was 100 miles away, and that they decided to spray my home. And I'm like, why would they do that? And then the guy finally admitted to me, well, it's a problem for Northern Virginia, which to me meant CIA. And when this plane sprayed my property, it made me realize why I had all these scabs over my arms and, you know, when I would work on my vehicle.
Well, let me just stop because you're not paranoid. I remember confirming with locals who even took photos. And this, we got to find it somewhere. There's so much stuff's happened here. This is like in 1997. People call me. I say, come to the radio office. They came, and the woman had her box camera. She said, it's on here. And I went and got it. It was in magazines. It got picked up, I think, like Soldier of Fortune or one of those. And it was a attack helicopter, but we looked. There was no one in it. It was a drone. And they're out there in the morning cutting wood and stuff, and it flies. They're on a hill. It flies over them and sprays a school. They didn't get that part. They just got a photo of the helicopter, and that was being reported everywhere. And you talked about it. You were a conspiracy theorist. But later, I got reached out to by the military, actually, saying, yeah, these are covert operations. We've been ordered to do it, but just know it's not the military. It's the Clintons. And then I learned, well, here's an example. Did you hear about all over the U.S., Colorado, Texas, New Jersey, drones in grids at night flying over houses? You heard about that the last few months, right?
A little bit.
Well, now it's all coming together. I got a call from a trusted source. They said they're testing airborne inoculations. So maybe Trump knows it's a bioweapon. And again, maybe he's being lied to about the origin, and they've got drones out spraying us with airborne inoculations so we don't get sick from it. That's how crazy this gets when they've got robot armies now, not just Amazon, preparing these giant 100-story buildings that are going to have levels that just drones fly in and out of all day. It's taking humans out of the equation, folks. And these drones, you think, oh, they're delivering me food. I like them, pizza or medicine. But they get ordered, they get a little, you know, a handgun, they come kill you. You know, I mean, that's where this is going, is this is the robot takeover. Doesn't look human-directed. And the Chi-Coms, whatever they are, they're definitely dialed into the off-world stuff. And I just want to, I don't want to get weird here, folks. Let me tell you what my gut level tells me is. This is something really weird going on. The globalists say they want a post-human world. So I believe you. They've had so many declassified documents where it's never even the Pentagon. I'm not defending the Pentagon. It's always the Department of Energy, or it's always some other subgroup, sprays a town with some biological weapon, and then they have doctors ready who are really military to test and see what happens. So you saying you got covertly sprayed, especially in Northern Virginia, my God, that's a huge testing ground. I am not denying that happened to you. And you know, who the hell knows what they were doing or what they were up to. Human experimentation by the criminal group embedded in our government's massive. Their excuse is, well, how do we counter the Russians and the Chinese if we don't know? That's how they take that calculated loss. Like they convinced the Seventh-day Adventists, who are great people on average. I think they're great people. They convinced tens of thousands of Seventh-day Adventists, this is declassified, to be part of lethal experiments on themselves, to be Christ-like. Okay, so you know, who knows what they're really up to? Who really? But I can tell you then, a lot of the Seventh-day Adventists get told, oh, you're nonviolent, you don't go to war, so we just test biologicals on you for Jesus. But some of those guys get convinced, actually, Jesus said by a sword, you're not in the Seventh-day Adventists, you're in the sword of the Lord now. I'm not talking about a white supremacist group. They tell them, you're in the sword of the Lord now, and this is the part when Christ pulls the sword. Christ says, dual action, and now you're going to be a killer. Well, somebody who's willing to die is certainly not afraid to kill. Okay? So, you're in the really sophisticated stuff now, and as I can tell you, I'm not kidding. My family's not in the Seventh-day Adventist, but I can just say, and some of the groups and some of the stuff they saw, they were hooked into the highest levels of it. And I mean, let's just say Richard Nixon was on the phone with them every day. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, but I think to say that Trump would launch this, let me counter you with this, brother. One-child policy, you say, why would China target its own genome or its own subspecies? Well, they said that they killed 400 million girls and tens of millions after they were born. Zoom in on that. And that's the Chinese government admitting all of that. So do you understand that they can inflict the wound on themselves
to then get out of the fact they're losing the trade war and get out of the fact that Xi Jinping is so embarrassed and use that as a way to crack down as a police state measure. Does that make sense to you?
It's not the most likely scenario.
Hypothesis in Endgame, 13 years old, is that China and other globalists would launch bio attacks on themselves as a way to set the precedent for political and social and medical crackdown. It's not like I'm just saying this today. Why are you saying it's the less possible scenario?
Let me go on and tell you more about myself and what happened to me. And first off, and I'll go into how iodine saved me on my skin. What happened is after this was sprayed, I tried alcohol. It didn't do anything. Then I tried peroxide. It didn't do anything. So then I got some betadine solution, which is iodine, and I put that on my skin, and that got rid of about 95% of it. And so then after that, I figured it was probably weaponized mycoplasma. So based on the research by Dr. Garth Nicholson, I took doxycycline, and the doxycycline got rid of the remainder. And doxycycline is amazing. Now, if you look at the United States and its efforts into...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I want to have this debate, so I'm glad that Victor called in, but I got to be fair to the other callers. Just have him finish up. We'll never get to everybody, but he's saying that he thinks the United States or criminal elements of it launched this attack against Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping's on record sterilizing and murdering hundreds of millions of his own people. 400 million, they say, mainly girls. So to say they're now going to hit males with a bioweapon that lets them take control, when they explain in their own one-child policy how they're doing it, that's a major piece of evidence that the Communist Central Committee, the Politburo in China, talks about their population being their main threat to Chi-Com global hegemony. And the CFR and the Rockefellers promised them the Chinese century that they would agree to this, and they do agree. They believe in that plan. I'm talking global policy. I'm not saying you didn't get sprayed. You know, I remember 15, 16 years ago, because I've been on Coast to Coast AM with George Noring, and it was 4 a.m., and I went out in the backyard to smoke a cigar after I got off at 4 a.m. and drink a beer before I try to go to sleep for like 2 hours and go in and get ready to do my own show. And I'm drinking a beer at like 4 a.m. It's low clouds, and a Cessna flies over. I know a Cessna. My dad had one. And it's got spray tanks spraying stuff. And I watch this stuff, and it smells like pesticide. And I go on air. I look online. Can't find it. I bitch about it. And about a week later, I get a call from the state of Texas. And they go, yeah, we heard about this. Here's a guy you can call. He goes, yes, sir. And they sent me a press release. They emailed it to me. I covered it on air. They were spraying for some Chinese moth, same deal again, that burrows into trees and eats them. And now, who knows if that was even what they were spraying for. But yes, there's a lot of spraying and a lot of weird. And now, because later it came out, there was this giant statewide spraying for this. There was a beetle from like Indonesia, and there was a moth, and they were eating the trees and invasive species. Everybody knows that goes on. So I'm not saying somebody didn't fly over and spray it. I mean, hell, I remember the Sunshine Project 20 years ago got a Marine Corps document they accidentally declassified. The Marine Corps has drone helicopters ready around the country with opiate gases to knock out populations during civil unrest. But they find about a 9% death rate in simulations because people run cars, fires happen. You know, I mean, you fly over and spray people with super, basically, it was fentanyl. That's why MIT developed it. The Marine Corps has fentanyl-loaded helicopters. And that was just this document. I'm sure others have it. There's a spotted lantern fly alert. Yeah, I said a moth. That was it. That was it. Good job, girl. I found that. That's in another state. But there's a lot of stuff going on. And most agencies are told, oh, it's for this, but really it's for that. So I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is the Chi-Coms are the only group that openly adopted the eugenics model, the Malthusian model, because they believe they have too many people, and that's what's holding them back from global domination. They don't just see humans as cheap, like serf lords do. They see them as garbage to be taken out and dumped. They see them as a minus. You're not just a zero, you're a minus to the Chi-Coms. According to any communist system, you're a zero. But in the Chi-Com world, you're a minus. Does that make sense?
Can I make 2 points?
Okay, you never respond to me. You never respond to, they say they want to reduce their population. And then you just go, that does, you don't respond to that.
Can I mention a few things to you?
Sure.
There's another possibility that it could be, a lot of people talk about China versus the U.S., but there is behind the scenes an international group that goes cross borders that this could be part of. Now, And if you, and I'll make a point on your side, okay? Gulf War syndrome. I have a friend who's a military contractor for CIA, and he told me to my face that it was in the vaccine. So ask yourself, why would the United States give its own troops this Gulf War syndrome, this weaponized mycoplasma. So, you know, I this is arguing on your side, okay? And they eventually, they wanted to spread it worldwide. Now, I had...
Well, that's right. You use your own... It was homosexual men in New York in 79 with HIV. That's declassified. U.S. military personnel are perfect to vector it worldwide as well.
Yeah.
Whatever the bioweapon is.
By the way, if you remember back in the 2009, the avian flu, there was a woman in Ukraine who saw a plane spraying that area. And right afterwards, everybody got sick.
Sir, there is no doubt there's corporate, private, and governmental testing. I appreciate your call. I love these calls, but it's so frustrating. I just spent a segment and a half with one guy. Great caller. We got to take more calls. Let's go ahead and take a call from Maria in Washington State. Maria, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love you so much. I love Owen Schroyer. I love Will Johnson. I just wanted to ask you, have you ever heard, Alex, of a lie so big people believe it when you have media, schools, magazines?
Yeah, that's Joseph Goebbels. If you're going to tell a lie, tell one so big that it's unbelievable that someone would tell someone that big.
And we know about the fake news media events. We know about the fake vaccine agenda. We know about the fake hurricanes, the crisis actors, the mass hypnosis of people in 9/11, staged news. And the coronavirus is like a common cold that they test you with an electronic device. And anybody, that's not scientific. Anybody can have a fever for whatever reason. And Owen Schroyer was talking about how the on Twitter at the Wuhan hospital, it has a hole in the ground by the doors. And they could poison people with the medicine. They could blame it on corona. They could put poison in the water.
Oh, Xi Jinping could clearly use this. A lot of people are saying that because they're mainly going after Christians, it looks like. This is a cover.
Yes, and all we see about the corona, we can't see it. It's just cartoons. And how can you believe anything they say? And what if they're just genociding the people and a soft kill? This is how you would do it. You wouldn't come out and kill people.
Well, I'm just saying gut level, I don't think President Trump would do this morally. But B, he can't even call up and say don't be corrupt under law to somebody. He's not launching bioweapon attacks. But the Chi-Coms have done this type of stuff to their people. That's all I'm saying.
At the beginning, you said this was as phony as a $3 bill. You called it ridiculous. And Drudge used the word virus hoax in a headline. And I'm thinking this is a cue for other countries to pick up this dark project. And it could be psychological, you know, when you got everything bombarding you.
Well, I'll tell you this. When it's a real bio attack, they don't usually tell you. But almost everybody I know has had really bad respiratory problems. And then they can take other stuff that's going on and then make this the cover for it. You're certainly right. A lot of times they'll say it's one thing, but it's really another. But I don't think they're faking the thousands of videos of the body bags and the people being killed in the streets and people falling down and all this. This could be a Chinese communist test for social control, and they've got people out scripting it. You're absolutely right. We have seen the left hire AstroTurf, actual firms that are online that hire thousands for events like Charlottesville. We pointed out and they sue us for saying it when they advertised and hired not people to get the woman killed, that part wasn't staged, but to have the clash. Most of the white supremacists were hired to play the part. And again, nothing against gay people, but you know, guys that are 35 never got an acting job. It was a bunch of little pot-bellied gay dudes in Nazi outfits, you know, out there for the cameras. And you know, a few real Nazis showed up, and I hear what you're saying. God bless you, Maria. All right, when I come back, I'm taking five calls in the next segment. It's gonna happen! And then Dr. Francis Boyle joins us in the third hour. Fourth hour, I'll be here and take your calls continuing straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you what's happening right now. We're taking phone calls unscreened, and by that we get what you're calling from and what you want to talk about, but we're not saying, oh, you say this, you say that, you're not on the air. We have a diverse group of people calling in, and we're not censoring what you say on air. I may disagree with you, but we'll take a lot of calls this segment. But what we know is this coronavirus is man-made. How deadly is it? Well, that's up for grabs, but it looks a lot worse than what they've been saying. The response has been much bigger, and now we know cruise ships are showing up, and people have already gotten in. There's no containing it. But it is race-specific, so that's just incredible. Then there's all this other amazing news at InfoWars.com. DNC accused of sharing the wealth, redistributing Bernie votes to other candidates. Well, can Bernie Sanders even complain about that? It's fair to redistribute what other people have gained. Shows how sick communism is. And of course, what's next? Giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Duke.
That's right. Evil Rush Limbaugh, who's just a mainline conservative. He's a bad guy. But China, that kills 400 million little girls, they're good guys. Because only white people can be bad. They're using our own Western openness against us, teaching us how we're bad, teaching us to hate ourselves. And then saying once new people get here, they've got to be brainwashed by the globalists to hate America, or we're racist for not stopping them from destroying us. Unbelievable psychological warfare. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We've got Bob and Zeke and Mark and Jerry and Karen and Elliot and Natalie and Jesse and DJ and so many others. Who's been holding the longest? That'd be DJ in Georgia, again on the Wuhan coronavirus in Hong Kong. Go ahead and give us your take.
Hi, Alex. It's such an honor to speak to you.
Back at you.
I participated in your folk song contest a long time ago. I did that Lego Beatnik version. I don't know if you ever got to see it.
I did. I loved it.
Awesome, man. I was hoping you'd get a kick out of it. But I just wanted to say this Wuhan coronavirus is starting to look like a possible cover-up to round up or just get rid of political dissidents who may have been sympathetic to, like, the Hong Kong protesters. I think it's a real thing, but, you know, engineered for that purpose so they can have a convenient opportunity to purge all dissidents right in front of the world.
And have the world endorse it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like Trump endorsing what Xi Jinping has done while the UN criticizes us for blocking flights. So kill people, shoot them in the head if they try to leave quarantine in Wuhan, but they should be allowed to fly here from China. What? How does the UN get away with that?
I know, man. There's so many conflicting stories, but, you know, China covering it up, but also enacting such draconian measures. I'm getting that kind of vibe, like it's a cover-up and an excuse to get, I don't know, I think with the Hong Kong protesters, you see a possible uprising and a hunger for freedom that might have spread to China, and they can clamp all that down with this coronavirus release.
I think that's why Xi Jinping's behind it. Like, why would he release a race-specific bioweapon himself? Well, they say their policy is to reduce their population. They already killed 400 million girls. Well, it's time for some boys to die. And I kept asking the earlier caller that, like, don't you understand they've stated why they do it? It changes the subject for them losing the trade war. It makes Xi Jinping and China the victim. It then makes them heroes for controlling it. And the whole world jumps on and says, you've done a great job.
Exactly. So
look at this footage of people walking around with what looks like assault rifles going around and people up. Good Lord. Thank you. Great points, DJ. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen in California. Thanks for calling. She says, China genetic code engineering coronavirus. Give us your take, please, Karen.
Hi. Have you heard of Hanlon's razor?
Occam's
familiar
razor?
With that? It says, never attribute to malice what can easily be attributed to stupidity. And my thing is, it may be genetically engineered, but maybe it was an accident. You remember about a year ago, there was a geneticist, a genetic engineer in China that was trying to genetically engineer children, babies, to be resistant to the HIV?
Yeah, that's right. They weren't trying to. They were gene editing.
Correct. So what happens when a common coronavirus enters the bodies of these children and mutates? It's possible that this was simply an accident. It would be race-specific. It would explain the race-specific aspect. It would explain the HIV connection and the Chinese ethnic connection.
Yeah, I just don't think you have enough gene-edited Chi-Coms. Maybe it's a few hundred maximum, not even that, to then...
Well, what I'm saying is that it may simply be an accident, a mutation that, because you said they did a genomic sequencing of this and that they discovered that there was a connection with AIDS. That would explain...
Oh, it could be mutating. They could just be shedding it off of them, because if you're going to make them immune to it and they've cut HIV into these kids, they're just off-gassing it.
Yes, and what we don't know what happens because we...
Well, yeah, that's why you don't just randomly change the gene and then go, well, like they did this 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. It keeps happening. They'll change a potato or corn, and it works in that first generation. But then it gets worse and worse. So Monsanto goes, well, we'll just not have it be able to replicate. You've got to buy it from us each time that way. Now they kill the whole life process, but you get into the whole beyond Frankenstein situation. Great point. Who the hell knows exactly? China is doing so many experiments, human-animal clones, cows that produce human milk 20 years ago that we know of, the spider goats. Who the hell knows?
Exactly. It's very scary, but it can happen. It can be an explanation for what's going on there.
Yeah, China is a giant, mad scientist, globalist playground. Thank you so much for the call. Amazing points. These are amazing points. Natalie in California, the coronavirus. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. It's exciting to talk to you. So I live in South Orange County and about 20 minutes from one of the California patients that were tested positive for the coronavirus. And my son, who's 12, he was saying that he and other kids went to school with masks. So I feel like in the community there is a lot of fear, but there's nothing on the news with, for one, updates on the patient, and two, like there's just nothing, there's no panic or stress. And from the footage that's coming from China, I feel like there should be more. I don't understand.
Yeah, and you just see the footage of them dragging people out of their houses into quarantine. It's I mean, what we're seeing is the image of a breakdown of society. So I get Xi Jinping wanting to get control, but it just shows how they don't have control because this stuff's coming out. And this is killing the Chi-Com century. This is killing globalism, which adds a thing of, okay, maybe it's the West revenge, but maybe it's the incompetence of communism. I mean, look at Russia. I mean, Russians are smart. But once they were under communism, reactors blowing up, all sorts of anthrax being released, bioweapons constantly, and it was just because everybody's a yes man. Not that they're dumb. You put out negative information, you get in trouble. You report everything's fine, you get promoted. And it just creates a disaster. That's why authoritarianism doesn't work. The U.S. has had its own problems, but it saw the British only promoting people that were lords or royal. The U.S. was about, we'll kick your ass and promote people that actually have what it takes. And we did that, and we've been the dominant force. Now we're getting away from that. We're falling apart. But I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, also, I wanted to plug some of your products. My son, he's 7, and he loves the Immune Gargle. We got the little spray bottle, and every morning he asks, he wants to spray it himself. It's his favorite product. I do the fish oils for the kids. The Lung Cleanse is one of my favorite. Iodine is amazing. So thank you so much for the products. Oh, and the Xanax. I used to take Xanax, and the Happies is the greatest replacement for that. I was in such a fog, and I don't have that with the Happies, so. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. I haven't talked enough about Happies because it's just an herbal product with a bunch of known concentrated herbs that have been in all these studies and double-blind stuff proven to be way better than these hardcore drugs folks are taking. And it's really a sleeper product. It barely even sells, but we keep it on the shelves. The people that do get it has a 99% review rate. I just haven't properly promoted the product, but Happies is incredible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Testing worldwide right now. And we're seeing global government exert its power over countering a virus. You look at the virus, it's race specific to target Chinese. The media doesn't want that discussed. They don't deny it's true, they just don't want it discussed. And you see the world being taught how a police state works with drones and robots managing people. A view of the future and what it'll be like under their technotronic control. Where, oh, the drones, they don't die from biological things. So they're going to deliver you your food and your water inside your little nest so you don't die. This is how humans are replaced. This is how the takeover happens. This is why they're breaking up the families. This is why they're domesticating everybody. Yeah, cue that up with audio. I want to show the drones shouting at happy Chinese farmers out in the middle of nowhere saying you need to be wearing a mask. Go ahead and roll that audio. As soon as you're ready, let me know. But here it is.
你看了，这是咱们村的无人机，你不戴口罩就不要出去，不要乱跑，机长赶紧回家，回家勤洗手，对吧？注意一下卫生，对吧？咱们村这么多人都说你都说不过，非得派无人机过来飞你。 大爷，这是非常时期，你不戴口罩又往外跑，对吧？那雪过几个月也能化了，对不对？在家里边待着不舒服嘛，对吧？又有吃的又有喝的，刚过了个年，你干嘛老往外跑？对吧？过几年也能收拾。别笑了，赶紧骑你的三轮车回家，对吧？没事别往出跑，看口罩也不戴，你还看啥？
这是 entire global force。
wants us to not have children. There are no men and women. Don't have children. Don't go outside. Don't farm. Don't have human activity. All human activity is bad, and just drones are going to shout at you and tell you you're bad. So the Chinese police talk through the drones that shout orders at you that things aren't completely empty as an exercise of getting people off the streets. Let's show some of the ghost town footage of how successful they've been. And by the way, that's not us playing bing, mama, bang, bang, bing, bing, bing to make fun of the Chinese. That's the music the government's playing in the background. That's the point we've reached here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, who's been holding the longest here? We've got Elliot, and we've got Jerry, and we've got a lot of folks that have been holding a while. We've got Bob. We've got a lot of folks holding a long time. Let's go ahead and go to Bob in Kentucky, who's on another subject, impeachment, acquittal, Trump and the Dems. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Howdy, Alex. I got to say, I love the music you play on this show. Evidence Front, the Who song, that's my favorite, man.
Thank you.
I love you, buddy. Been listening for 11 years now, ever since I saw your old Bohemian Grove documentary. I just wanted to touch on the impeachment acquittal. Why are we focusing on the president? I mean, Joe Biden admitted publicly to doing the same exact thing that they're trying to say that Trump did. And we all know that really it's Congress and the deep state and the CIA that are really running the show. I say we impeach all of them. Just hit the reset button, you know?
I totally agree with you. What do you think the Dems are going to pull next now that they've been routed again?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, everybody's rooting for Pelosi now that she pulled her little petty stunt ripping up the State of the Union address, and everybody's acting like, oh, yeah, she's so anti-Trump. I mean, she just went along a couple weeks ago and signed off on his military spending bill. I'm telling you, it's all a show, man. I mean, they don't really care about any of this. They're all swamp beasts. We just need a giant bottle of, like, Drano or something to flush them all out.
Well, I think that's where it's going, Bob. I appreciate your call. Moving the calls fast here now today. Jerry in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I'll be quick. I know that you're busy. Right now, China is a disaster on many levels. One that people aren't talking about is you have a province, 54 million people under martial law, the rest of the country under pseudo martial law. Everybody in the country knows something's going on. Nobody's going out. Whole cities in China are just ghost towns, and that's affecting many sectors of their economy. They're backlogged on many orders that are not being delivered. And you have the Chinese bank bailing out its own stock market for the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. You have Wall Street funneling clandestinely $1 trillion of liquidity into the stock market. So you're looking at this being a huge powder keg in a sports factory. The economy of China will affect the economy of every other country. So it's like a kind of like a domino effect. So you look at that situation and you say that this could be like a black swan on another level.
An attempt to bring down the global economy because China has become, to a great extent, the engine of all the consumerism?
Yep, that's exactly right. And right now, people need to understand that the same, you know, antics that are going on over there will be put in other parts of the world once things break down. And, you know, it's really time for them to prepare, you know. And you have a lot of very good products. I've purchased many of them and know that you have a 360 win mentality, which is, you know, something that I admire about you. You know, you give an honest price for an honest product.
Again, the Chi-Coms give you a product. I'm not trying to be mean, but the joke is a Chinese toy breaks by the time it's out of the box. I mean, they never last more than a few hours. And then you buy some old American toy or old even Japanese toy or old like German toys or whatever, they just never break. And you buy something from China, it's like they know we're using them, they're using us, and it's like an iPhone. It's like $1,000 now. They said there's like $50 in it maybe. And even Xi Jinping a few years ago told Tim Cook, hey, could you pay a little more so that our workers, you know, can have a house to live in? And Tim Cook just laughed at him and said, we're backing your party. He's on record. He said, I'll back any censorship or repression you want. You just do what I say. I mean, Tim Cook is more evil than Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping tried to get money for Chinese. But again, it's okay because Tim Cook's gay, right?
Well, you know, one thing I would like to say is, seeing as how you do have a lot of products to help on many different levels, it would be nice if you had a product that would help people stay solvent in case situations arise. And I actually think I have a product like that that you could use. And it's one of those 360 wins where you would help them and they would help you.
Yeah, I never promote financial products because none of them are perfect. It's not like an even exchange. I can't prove it'll be good down the road. But other than like gold or silver, and that goes up and down. I mean, what's the financial product?
Well, that's what it is. It's precious metals, but in very, very small form. So we're talking about, you know, tiny little amounts so that people can get started.
I think that's smart. So what is it?
It's in the gram form, right? So you're just buying a gram or two, up to the person how they want to purchase it, and this way they can get started on.
No, I agree. Just with the, I think like trading cards concerning metals and rare earth minerals would be a great way to get people understanding how it's the real currency of the planet. The globalists get that all, and I appreciate your call. Well, let me explain this. You hear about Jeff Bezos worth $150 billion. Folks, he's not worth that. That's all inflated, crazy stock. If he tried to spend it, his company would go down in one day. So people go, my God, 2% of all the money. It's all fiat now. It doesn't mean anything. There's not an economy or people to spend it, and it's worthless. The globalists are trying to convince themselves robots will take over, and they'll, because they got everything through fraud, and the robots will keep control and I'll be left alone. Not going to work that way. It's a human economy or it's nothing. And in your attempt to take us down and take control, you will do one thing, and that's die. So I'm trying to build a human economy. I've bet on it. I believe in it, and you see it beginning to succeed. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. More calls coming up. Dr. Francis Boyle with huge breaking intel that, believe me, nobody wants to miss on the real origins of this virus and where it's all going. Where are all my notes from him? I've got to get all those in place here. I may take a break and run a promo during this. I've just got so much going on here. I can't even keep track. Here's his notes right here. Dr. Francis Boyle, creator of Bioweapons Access Coronavirus' Biological Warfare Program. By the way, I just know this. We're selling out of our immune gargle, but it's still at the same price, and our storable food supplier is about to have to increase how long it takes to get it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.